So I know you got kind of a busy day today, but if you could you take like a few minutes out of your schedule and run something down to the post office for me if I asked you to?
Yeah, I can. Not a problem.
See, that's a funny thing to me because I've asked you to make time for yourself the last couple of days. And you've told me, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I just didn't have time. Oh, I got caught up with a work call and the boss. And I know that if someone else, a friend, a family member, a coworker, somebody else asked you, hey, could you do this? Could you take like 15 minutes and do this? You'd be like, absolutely, I can. You would make time for it.
That's
because
true.
It would be a priority.
Yeah.
Make yourself a priority. Everybody out there, not just Kevin, but I used him as an example
yeah,
because
you did.
It's so easy for me to see that you would 100% find that small bit of time
yeah.
if it was for anybody else. It drives me nuts. Don't just prioritize your schedule because other people will make your schedule for you. Schedule your priorities. We are so good at doing this for everybody else. Put a slot in each day or at least a few times a week that are as solid as a work or a family commitment. Block off whatever time you need to and don't break it unless it's an emergency. And it doesn't have to be time alone. It just needs to be time spent doing something that you enjoy, that is good for you. It can be something that you kept promising yourself that you were going to do. If it's going on a walk around the building, if it's a craft project, if it is printing the pictures that are on your computer right now that you have said you wanted to print, schedule that time. Do it. Reorganize your kitchen, whatever it is. Make sure it's something that you looked forward to and will enjoy because you will likely keep making time for it if you start doing that.
Well, you painted the picture perfect this morning.
Buddy.
You painted it perfect.
Y'all should have seen the look on his face.
I was.
Oh, you got me.